2016 has arrived.
On opening night for the Marlins, it was Miami versus the Detroit Tigers. And as the booming voice in the stadium announced the lineup, a new guy walked from the bullpen onto the field. Back in January, Wei-Hyun Chen signed a 5-year, $80 million contract with the Miami Marlins.
I have to tell you, okay, now I go back to Taiwan. What will be the most precious souvenir?
Philip Wong is Director General of the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Miami. He represents the Taiwanese government here.
We want Marlins. We want Wei-Hyun's. That's the situation.
He's a self-described patriotic baseball fan. And lately, he's been fielding a lot of calls from people wanting tickets to the Marlins.
We were overwhelmed, and immediately we get a lot of requests from our local expatriate. Can you arrange us to meet Wei-Hyun?
To say Taiwan is into baseball would be an understatement. Anthony Kong Skypes with his parents back in Taiwan almost every day. He's a lawyer in Miami.
Hello.
Baseball is almost always part of their conversation.
觉得他现在投的怎么样?
When it was announced Chen would join the Marlins, a Taiwanese reporter was dispatched to Miami to cover him at home and at away games. Taiwanese television broadcasts every Marlins game Chen plays. And Kong says because of the 12-hour time difference, Chen is actually making people late to work.
The better starts that he has, the longer he pitches, and the longer he pitches, the later people are to go to work.
Taiwan is about one-fifth the size of Florida, but it's the eighth largest Asian trader through Miami International Airport. The Port of Miami also sees a lot of Taiwanese trade. So it's not far-fetched that the new president of Taiwan, Tsai Ing-wen, would make a stop in Miami during her first trip overseas as president. But what made the headlines were pictures of Chen in President Tsai. There's a sense that Chen being in Miami is an opportunity to introduce South Florida to Taiwan. But that relationship works the other way, too. The Marlins see the national pride behind Chen as a chance to bring new people into the game.
It's a celebration of our brand.
Juan Martinez is director of events and promotions for the Miami Marlins.
We're the team of the Americas, you know, because of where we are. But Miami is now not just a Hispanic-specific, if you will. It's a global community. And we're seeing that.
But even though the community down here may be more diverse than it was, the Asian community is still small.
We had to do a little homework. Being born and raised in Miami, the Hispanic marketing stuff comes easy. The Asian marketing is something that I reached out to a few of my colleagues and other teams that do have large Asian communities like San Francisco, just to get a few notes.
In those notes, how to translate Marlins into Mandarin. They now have a Mandarin Facebook page with thousands of likes. The team held its first Taiwanese Heritage Night back in July. It was way more successful than they expected.
We're here for Taiwanese Day for Wei-Hyun Chen. Yeah!
Henry Chen and a bunch of other exchange students from Taiwan drove down from Gainesville to be part of the Taiwanese Heritage Night, even though they knew Chen wouldn't even be playing. He was on the injured list. They did catch a glimpse, though, when Chen was presented with the first Marlins jersey in Mandarin.
It stands for Taiwan. It comes from Taiwan. He plays so well. And that's why we're very excited. Yeah.
This is just what the Marlins want. And Philip Wong from the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office is already seeing more people flying in from Taiwan just to catch a game and see Chen in person.
I can assure you, more and more people in Taiwan now, where is Miami?
13,900 miles from Taiwan, I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.